Well, we are here on our post-game show with segments, and we'll get started with it because we've decided, with the score being a 7-1 final, that the first goal was an important one for the Islanders because after that it was pretty much all New York. And our particular play of the game is brought to you, as always, by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. The first goal of the game scored by defenseman Scott Mayfield. 10:34 the opening period, and here's how it sounded. Fowler, lead pass ahead for Jones. That's broken up. Two on none towards Anetta Gibson. Didn't handle the pass too well, but they score. It looks like Mayfield might have touched it last on a centering feed from Lee. And the Islanders grab a 1-0 lead here at the midway point of the first period.
Yeah, tough break for the Anaheim Ducks because Max Jones unable to control the pass right in front of the Islanders' bench. Anthony Beauvillier jumped off the Islanders' bench, was able to gain control of the puck and send it ahead for a 2-on-none rush. The Islanders didn't execute it very well, but Anders Lee able to recover the puck low on the right side, throw it in front for Scott Mayfield, who was parked there, and he jammed it past John Gibson. Mayfield's first goal of the season from Lee and Beauvillier at 10:34 of the first period, and then the Islanders struck again just a minute 34 seconds later when Noah Dobson was able to put a shot to the net from the right point, originally credited to Matt Martin with the goal. He was in front, but later ruled that Martin did not touch the puck, so Dobson gets the goal. His second, Martin gets an assist. It was 2-0 Islanders. That's the way the first period ended.
Yeah, and then after that, didn't get much better except for a goal the Ducks got later in the game. So once they get this melee of goals, Dan, early in the second period, you knew it was going to be kind of tough to come from behind.
Yeah, the Islanders struck three times in the second period. Oliver Wahlstrom from John Gabriel Pageau at 5:34. Then Mayfield gets his second of the game from Matthew Barzell and Zach Parise at 12:55. And Anthony Beauvillier with a goal from Ryan Pulock and Anders Lee at 14:27. So it was 5-0 Islanders after two periods. The Ducks did get on the board early in the third period at the 1:29 mark. A nice shift by the line of Adam Henrik, Trevor Zegras, and Troy Terry, with Terry scoring from the slot to make it 5-1. But then Islanders defenseman Robin Salo with two goals in the game's final 7 minutes, those coming against goaltender Anthony Stolarz, who had relieved John Gibson to begin the third period. So Salo gets his second and third career goals, and that puts the Islanders into a 7-1 victorious mode.
All right, we're going to talk about one of our sponsors, and then we'll take a timeout. We'll bring in Josh Brewster, too, to wrap things up in our next segment. But before we do that, this season, Mercury Insurance and the Anaheim Ducks have partnered together to honor individuals that have made huge impacts in the community. Whether it's feeding the homeless, offering a smile when someone needs it the most, or doing one of those many thankless jobs, we want to reward those everyday heroes, those real community champions. Share your nomination by tweeting at Anaheim Ducks with hashtag Mercury Champions to nominate your community champion today. So we'll take a time out, come back, spend a little bit of time with Josh Brewster as we wrap things up from the UBS Arena. That's ahead here on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
That is amazing.
That's the sound of Christy getting a random act of helpfulness. The helpful SoCal Honda dealers are getting an e-bike for her daughter with bone cancer, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 1.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited, roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
A cancer diagnosis. It's the first day of a battle that no one deserves. That's why at UCI Health, we stop at nothing to treat the most complex cases, to stay at the forefront of cancer treatment, to deliver better patient care. We stop at nothing to prevent, to treat, to cure cancer, and to save lives. For our patients, beating cancer means everything. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to deliver the extraordinary. Learn more at ucihealth.org/stopatnothing.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste. Sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Join the coolest club in the NHL, the Wild Wingers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at WildWingersKidsClub.com.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Ducks Stream. This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
And before we get some final thoughts from both Dan Wood on site and Josh Brewster is preparing for his Duck Calls show, want to remind you, when the Ducks want fresh, healthy food fast, they go to Fresh and Lean. Fresh and Lean makes organically sourced meals prepped by top-notch chefs, ready in under 3 minutes. Plus, you don't have to shop, chop, or cook anything. Their meals are delivered fresh, never frozen, so all you have to do is heat and eat. Fresh and Lean has delivered over 25 million meals nationwide, but they're locally based right here in Anaheim, California. Go to freshandlean.com to get $20 off your first order and free shipping. Fresh and Lean, it's better when it's real. So first, let's start with Dan Wood. The game's over. Overall impression.
Well, Steve, I'll tell you, it's hard to find a lot of positives right now for the Anaheim Ducks because they were never in this hockey game. Ryan Strome took an early penalty. The Islanders did not score on the ensuing power play, but New York took over the game from that point, had all the momentum, and the Ducks just never were able to stem the tide. New York gets a couple of goals in the first period and it never looked back. So you can look at Troy Terry, who has three goals in the first two games. That's a bright spot, but otherwise it's hard to point to any individuals who are really playing well. And something's going to have to change here very quickly, because this schedule is unforgiving, with the New York Rangers, defending Eastern Conference finalists, looming on Monday. And just as the Islanders were not in a good mood having lost their previous game, the same is true of the New York Rangers. They will be out for blood on Monday night, and that's going to be a tough one. And then you have the New Jersey Devils the next night, and that is a very good, talented young hockey club. So somehow, some way, the Ducks are going to have to regroup and improve defensively. They're giving up too many shots, way too many scoring chances, and you can't count on your goaltender being Superman every night. It's just not going to work.
All right, let's go to a Superman here. Josh Brewster, just ask you one question. We'll take a break, and then you can go on with Duck Calls. Your overall impressions of what the Ducks did tonight?
Well, I've got to echo Dan's comment there. There are no silver linings here. It's very nice to see Troy Terry so fluid in the offensive zone and so confident and attempting 11 shots, getting three shots, getting a goal. That's nice. But, boy, I'll tell you, and I'm going to start Duck Calls with this so you can call in. Wake-up call is coming on game two here, folks. Game two. You really got to take a good hard look at everything you're doing in terms of the scheme, the formation, how well you're passing the puck, how you move as a unit. Why did you get out-hustled so badly tonight? I mean, the Islanders hustled them right out of the building, and they were not in it. So it's a wake-up call in game two, and hopefully it's one that they heed.
All right. Sorry we can't listen to you because we're going to be taking a bus ride back to New York City. But we look forward to your Duck Calls and then also being with us from Madison Square Garden on Monday, Josh. So we'll close things out here. We want to thank Mark Wiener, on-site engineer, for a great job. Dan Wood, Josh Brewster, and I'm Steve Carroll. We'll be on the air at 3:30 California time with our 30-minute pregame show, 4 o'clock play-by-play. Ducks and Rangers, and we all hope that things get better come Monday night, game two of the five-game trip. All right, stay tuned for more of Josh Brewster Duck Calls and Duck Stream Broadcasting on TuneIn. For everybody here, good night, have a good rest of your Saturday, and we'll talk to you Monday from Madison Square Garden. You've been listening to Ducks Hockey on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
In the world of sports, everyone's got an opinion.
We know how to play winning hockey when we need to and limit the other team's chances.
You're listening to Live Ducks Broadcast.
Shoot, score!
And we're here to introduce you to a cool app for sports fans like you. TuneIn's all-in-one audio platform basically made for sports fans. Not only can you stream Live Ducks Broadcast just like this one on all your devices, but you can stream your favorite sports talk stations for hot takes between games, like AM 830, KLAA.
We're back here at Honda Center. No score after one. Anaheim and Tampa.
National analysis from ESPN Radio.
Well, you have Norm Nixon, and then all of a sudden you draft Byron Scott, and he ends
plus
up...
Plus virtually every other local sports talk station from around the country. That way you always know what's coming for your teams. Stay in the game now with TuneIn.
Terry shoots. Yeah! Yes, sir! He got his hat trick. He got his hat trick with 48.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Tonight, Islanders 7, Ducks 1. It was a very, very, very tough night at UBS Arena. 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. Let's get those calls going. I'm going to start with this. Your wake-up call is coming in Game 2. Now, that could be a good thing if you heed that call. If you don't heed that call, you're going to go into New York again Monday night in Manhattan, and you're going to face a Stanley Cup contender. And if you bring this kind of game, it's not going to work. Now, we had a happy ending in Game 1, as you know, and won it in overtime, had a good final 20 minutes. But tonight, this is a team loss. Troy Terry looked good out there, very confident, got a goal, that's great. But this is certainly a team loss, and so many things to correct. What do you think the Ducks need to correct? I would also argue that there's no lineup card changes that I think would have remedied this tonight. You got out-hustled from the get-go, and it just went from there. This is a very good club, and Lane Lambert is getting a shot at the Islanders against each one of our four forward lines. In addition, from the team loss category, I got to say, I don't know if there's a defensive pair that really did look good tonight at all. Cam Fowler and John Klingberg were stuck out there at times, and they had some trouble containing the opposition. Dmitry Kulikov and Jamie Drysdale, same thing. Kevin Shattenkirk and Simon Benoit. There's really no luck here anywhere tonight. They laid a touchdown on us, so let's talk about that. 714-940-2888. DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. What else do I have for you? Well, you know, like I said, no silver linings. Everybody's a minus. And we even got to see Anthony Stolarz tonight. We suspect that being from the Philly area, we'll see him against the Devils, and we'll see John Gibson again against the Rangers. You know, as far as Gibby goes, you can't, again, can't keep doing this. The Ducks had something to do tonight, and it did not get done amongst the other things. One of the things that did not get done tonight is taking care of the space in front of the of our goaltender, but also, as we talked about the other night, and hopefully it's not going to become a recurrent theme, you have to press the opposition on defense. All the successful clubs are now very active. This is such a fast league now that when you let guys like Kyle Palmieri and Matt Barzal operate and swing around the offensive zone, and you're not giving enough chase. You're in a nice formation some of the time, but you're not aggressively going after them, making them make a play. Just too much time for them to be able to make decisions. So from top to bottom, from coaches all the way down through the players, it's time to give this a good think, because, you know, everything about the way that the Ducks move as a unit or do not move as a unit is called into question tonight. The offensive zone, the passing game was not there tonight. The missed puck battles were not there tonight. So top to bottom, there's not a lot to like here. Again, it's a wake-up call in Game 2. You got a big opportunity. You can bounce back from this, put together a good effort, get out there against the New York Rangers, and prove something at Madison Square Garden, and then you can breathe a little easier. But this could be, you know, this could be a snowball if you don't start to take care of business. Again, I don't think that mixing up the lineup card would have made a whole bunch of difference, but of course, Dallas Eakins had to do exactly that when you fall down, 5-0, 4-0, 5-0. These are the things that you have to do. I'll tell you, a little 5-on-3 power play opportunity did not yield any result. That was disappointing. It's interesting. We'll see who's getting more and more of the penalty kill opportunities. But here is one positive. Islanders were 0-for-4 with the man advantage. They did score shortly after a power play at one point. But, you know, hey, our penalty kill at least came through. Our power play was not potent at all tonight. But this is the way it goes. And it was a big Saturday night on the island. I'm sure that Trevor Zegras, for example, coming from just, you know, nearby in Bedford, New York, would have wanted a better showing. Kevin Shattenkirk from New Rochelle would have wanted a better showing. You know, but it was not meant to be. Hopefully, as things unfold here on the road trip, they will get better. I will say, this is 9 out of 12 on the road, 5 out of the first 6 on the road. You know, Rangers, Jersey, Boston is no pushover, heavens knows, even though we've had success against them. And then we're going to go to Detroit, and hey, folks, Detroit's 2-0 now. So, you know, here we are on the road, and things are not clicking. The incoherence of the Ducks' attack tonight and the Ducks' back check was really their undoing. So I don't have any silver linings for you here other than the PK was successful, but the dam broke early and the dam broke often. And again, you can't let John Gibson or Anthony Stolarz be subject to such a barrage. You know, there was a marginally better offensive effort as the game dragged on through, like, let's say, the halfway point. I'm seeing the Ducks be a little bit more coherent and able to drive the offensive zone. But the Ducks really need to stop and think about how they move as a five-man unit, A, and then B, what they're willing to do to press the opposition. When the opposition is in our zone, we've got to go challenge them. It's almost like you're playing a little too safe. And also, we've got speed, so you got to show it from the opening faceoff. You cannot get out-hustled like this the way that the Ducks did for much of the game. You know, the Islanders were very quick, and the Islanders were very decisive, and that would be something that the Ducks would have to look at. Before I go to break here, I guess the moral of the story here tonight is, and love to get your thoughts, 714-940-2888 on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn. I think that, you know, the fact of the matter is that you can't flush this one, so to speak. You got to look at it. You got to take a good, hard look at this. And I'll be right back on Duck Calls right after this. Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'll be back with my guest, Dennis Bernstein.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Join the coolest club in the NHL, the Wild Wingers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at wildwingerskidsclub.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price.
Economical.
Find what you love. Love what you find. With the totally lowest prices for Halloween. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Join the Wild Ringers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you will receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wildling bobblehead, t-shirt, much more. Sign up now at WildLingersKidsClub.com. WildLingersKidsClub.com. All right, let's get right to it with Dennis Bernstein. He is a great guest always and has been since day one, and he does a great job. You hear him all the time on SiriusXM, constantly on SiriusXM, and, of course, at TheFourthPeriod.com. Mr. Dennis, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing great, JB. Great to be back with you on another season on Duck Calls.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, I wish it was a little rosier occasion. We had a great opening night, very electric, great result. But tonight the Ducks, they were pounded pretty good, Dennis. Why don't you give me your impressions of this game tonight, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think you used a great adjective in pounded, JB. The size of the Islanders up front was just too much for the Ducks to handle. When you go through games like this, and look, the goaltending could have been better as well. It wasn't, you know, Gibson wasn't good. He wound up deservedly getting pulled there. But, JB, when you go through games like this, and there might be other games like this for the Ducks as they're still looking to learn and grow, it's the response, JB. So it's not about tonight. It's about the game at the Garden against the Rangers. Like, they have to be better. They have to be better. They can't go in and play another game like this tomorrow night against the Rangers. So if you're going to get a response, that's what you look for in this game, because it's one of those games you're going to write off, JB. You know, you're going to win 20, you're going to look really good. You're going to lose 20, you're going to look really bad. This is one of those 20s. But again, I'm interested to see how this team responds to a team that really manhandled them tonight.
You know, Dennis, I the one thing I said before we gave you a ring here was I just don't think this is one to be flushed. You got to look at this. And you got to really take a look at you know, being in your defensive zone and not pressing the opposition. You know, go up to the forwards who are trying to set up in your zone and really give them a hard time, even though you're trying to maintain a structure. But you've got to press them. You have to be much more aggressive in the defensive zone. And the Ducks were not. You know, but there's some other aspects that, you know, the passing game was not there. In the offensive zone, losing a lot of puck battles, as you mentioned. The Islanders are a big club, so I just don't think, Dennis, this is one that you can flush. I think the Ducks need to take a good look at the tape.
Oh, yeah, agreed. And they're still integrating the players in their lineup. You know, Ryan Strome is the second game in Anaheim, so that's going to be part of the issue as well.
Yeah, indeed. So let's talk a little bit about the Ducks here. I think we should talk about some of the new blood that we've got here. We can start with Ryan Strome and Frank Vetrano, and then we'll move on from there. I like the scrappy game that Vetrano brings, and you can expect him to get 20 goals. I like that Strome can center the top line, and I think you can expect 20 goals out of him. You're also getting them at the right price, about $8.5 million for the two of them. You're going to have to re-sign. You're going to have to extend. You're going to have to give a big deal to Troy Terry, and then, you know, Jamie Drysdale and Trevor Zegras, probably a very healthy bridge, I would suspect. So what do you think of some of the newcomers here? Let's start with Stroman Vetrano.
Yeah, the younger players have to be surrounded, JB, by veteran talent. So your McTavishes, your Terrys, Zegras, you need veterans around them. You can't bring up nine prospects and think you're close to winning games here. So the great veterans add. And I think the point that you make with respect to what Beaker did here, at the right price. You didn't overpay for either one of these players. Strome acquitted himself very well. Eventually, you hope that he's your 2C and not your 1C. This season he is. He'll be your 1C. And he's certainly McTavish along on the wing. He's going to learn from Ryan Strome. And I assume Troy Terry will as well. It's great to see Troy get off the mark with three goals already, so that's exciting to see. But again, you need more veterans on this team, so I really like what these two guys are going to add. And I agree with you, with respect to the goal total, I think you pencil both in for 20, and then it's a really valued contract for both those guys.
Yeah, indeed, and I've also mentioned that I think that they're astute signings because you talk about the young guys. I think it takes some pressure off of a guy like Mason McTavish to perform. You know, Zegras is, for all intents and purposes, a sophomore, so to speak. It takes a little pressure off of those guys. John Klingberg comes in. Dmitry Kulikov and Nathan Beaulieu come in in Beaulieu on the depth. He sat tonight. But John Klingberg, I like the deal. No one looked good tonight. He and Fowler did not look good tonight. Neither did Kulikov and Drysdale. Nobody looked good. But I like Klingberg on this one-year deal, $7 million. If we like you and you like us, we can talk further. But it gives you an opportunity to get a guy who can be extremely productive and obviously play D at $7 million, and you can go from there. But I think it works for both sides.
Yeah, look, he's not Hampus Lindholm, but he's going to eat minutes. He's going to play over 20 minutes a night. He's going to give you more productivity on the blue line. And any team that hopes to win games, JB, you have to get production from your blue line. Like, that's essential. So, and I agree with you. If things go well and you get to March and you want to extend, that's fine. If it doesn't go so well, there's going to be teams calling Beaker for this guy without question, a veteran guy who can produce on the blue line. So I agree. I think one-year deal, he's betting on himself. He has a nice season, then he can make the decision, and so can the organization about if you want to stay or not. But again, a value deal. These are deals that you have to make where the team is right now with respect to their positioning and how they want to develop. So again, the veteran talent, I like the shorter-term deal for Klingberg. If he sticks around, great. If not, you're going to get value for this guy at the trade deadline. So you can't go wrong. This is a no-risk, no-lose deal for the Ducks and Klingberg, I think.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this question, and this is—I don't know if this is a trend around the league. I mean, I know Blake Wheeler was stripped of the captaincy. I see a lot of clubs going with, you know, just three alternates. Ducks don't have a captain right now, Dennis. Are you surprised by that at all? I thought maybe Fowler was the captain in waiting.
I thought so, but maybe you just want to let the team breathe from Ron Getzlaff and let them make a decision at the end of the season. I would agree with you, JB. And maybe it takes till next season to get that done. A little bit unusual, but maybe the question is, like, how important is the seat to this team? Is it ceremonial, or is it going to be a situation where Cam Fowler is going to stand up in the room and make these great speeches like Stevie Eidersen and Mark Messier? I don't think that's the case. So to hold, and look what the Rangers did. The Rangers did not have a captain last year. They decided to name Jacob Trouba, who was a solid choice as the C. I don't think Cam's weren't about winning games, right? So if he's a little upset about, you know, not being named the captain when you think he's the captain and waiting, then go out and prove it this season, right? So I wouldn't make too much a deal of it. But I would think by the time we get to next season, next October, you would have a C on one of the Ducks' sweaters.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that no matter what happens this season, and I cannot honestly project the Ducks as a playoff club yet, unless something really breaks. You know, last season they were at times. It was interesting last season. They had actually crept from the very cellar, almost the very cellar in goals for, to about, I think, 15th in their best days, and then they came back toward the end of the year about to 24th. But I would have to say, I think that when we look long-term here, this season, Dennis, you know, the goals for are going to have to be at least middle of the pack. It's got, at some point, that's got to change. It's been too many years of not enough goal production. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm optimistic. I think the Ducks will be an exciting club. I like that on opening night you've got a goal from Strome and from Vetrano and from Zegras and a couple from Terry. That's all a good sign. I sure hope that goals for finally enters into the top half of the league this year if the Ducks are going to have any fighting chance.
Yeah, it has to. You have to score. JP, they're not going to be the greatest defensive team in the world. So, yeah, you're going to have to get – and look, for the fans in Anaheim, you want more goals. You want entertaining. If you're going to lose games for – if you're going to play like a game – and let's draw tonight. I agree with you. You got to look at mistakes and change things. But look at the Seattle game. Like, I prefer for the home fans to see a game like that. If they were to lose that game 4-3 or 5-4 – you go home entertained. Like, you don't want to go home 4-1. Like, you don't want to have games like tonight. Granted, it was a road game, but you want a more entertaining team. And I think, as we mentioned, Strome, Vetrano, Klingberg, it's going to be an better offensive team. And I agree with you. If they're going to win some games or let's say, be a .500 hockey team, maybe that's the goal. You're going to have to get more goal production. I think they have opportunity with these three guys they brought in.
All right, let's pop around to the NHL a little bit here, Dennis. Everybody, 714-940-2888. DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. So, Dennis, by the way, we're now, as you know, on DuckStream. The world has changed, is changing, and it's quite a significant thing that Ducks have 24/7 hockey content constantly on DuckStream. So it's it's a new world here. It's interesting. I mean, you did so many on the of these shows on the radio with me, but boy, things have changed, Dennis. They've certainly changed.
JB, there's no more dial-up modems, right? Exactly, like America Online. Yeah. So yeah, it's very changed, and it's great. It's great to have a destination where you can go at any point in time on demand and get Ducks content. I think it's a great move by the Ducks. I think more teams will probably gravitate towards that. But a really nice move, because if you need to talk Ducks or listen and hear about Ducks content, you can go to DuckStream and get it. So I think it's a really novel idea, and I think it'll work very well.
Yeah, and by the way, somebody tweeted me a question about this. Duck Calls is now on the collection of all the podcasts and everything at DuckStream. So with all the stuff that Alexis Downey is doing, and she's doing a great job, and we welcome her. But you can get, if you look at Ducks, if you look at Post Game Show, I think the thing says Post Game Show, Duck Calls is in there. So you can always get Duck Calls in the archive there. Okay, let's move on to a few NHL things, Dennis. Everybody else, 714-940-2888. The Matthew Tkachuk era begins in Florida. And I'm finding this so interesting, because when you talk about Huberto going out, Mackenzie Weegar going out, talk about Matthew Tkachuk coming in. To me, Dennis, this is like a, I don't know, not like a Lindros thing. I think it's a bigger move than people even know it's going to be. I think this is a big facelift for the Florida Panthers, who never fail to disappoint. And Paul Maurice comes in as the coach. But, boy, what a different identity. I was watching today. They were playing the Sabres. What a different identity now for the Florida Panthers. What's your take?
They're going to be a tougher team to play against, especially at the net. And, look, that formula, and I love Jonathan Huberdeau, and I voted him for the MVP. He's the number one Hart trophy ballot. He was number one on my ballot. But, like, they need to be a tougher round than that. And you saw at the end of the game, if you watch it today, Matthew Tkachuk getting into a scrap at the end of the game after they won. They're 2-0, JB. They're going to have to be a different team, because to get out of that division with Tampa Bay, with Toronto, they're going to have to be a different team, because that formula that gave them, 120 points or whatever last season, it didn't work. It didn't work in the playoffs. They just got by Washington, and they got banged out by Tampa. So rightfully so, they traded some guys that were valuable and produced well for them, but Tkachuk makes them a different team. So will it work? I'm not sure. But they needed that aspect of their game. The guy tough around the net, it's not going to take any crap off of anybody. So I do like the move for them, because it had to change a little bit. They needed more grit. They certainly will get it, but they'll get production too from Matthew Tkachuk.
All right. This is as a small sample size, as all the wonderful experts like to say. But you know what, Dennis? John Tortorella is 2-0 in Philly. And could it be that opposing clubs will start to get the Philly flu? They won't want, like they did in the 70s. They won't want to play Torts' team. What do you think about Torts? This is a guy I like a lot. I've always liked this guy. I love his attitude. I love that he's, you know, He's a little on edge. He's an edgy guy. But what about the Flyers? I don't see the talent there, but hey,
no.
They're 2-0 and they're playing a new way.
Okay, so I was with Tortorella back in 2003 or 2000, but the year before he won the Cup. I was there 6 months with him. I loved it. It was great. He was communicative. He was look. He has his bit. He's his own worst enemy. JB. That's what happens. He gets a fit of anger. It doesn't look good in the media. He's still a really good coach. What are you going to get in Philadelphia? I agree. Talent wise, they're at the bottom of the division. But guys are going to be all in. They're going to block shots. If you don't give 100% of effort, like you're not going to play because nobody can really say anything after last season. And the sad thing about it, JB, and you're an East Coast guy too. When I was in college, I grew up basically a Flyers fan when I moved to Central Jersey. It was sad to see 6,000 people at Wells Fargo Center last year because that's not what should happen. Like that city, you got to play hard, JB. And last year, they didn't play hard, and they were out of games 5 minutes in. It was 2-0. There was no structure. There was no defense. John's going to come in. He's going to build structure. He's going to build defense. I agree with you. I don't think the talent's there. So I don't, even though they're 2-0, it's a great start. It's great to as an affirmation to say, okay, we got the right guy here. So he will get this team in shape. I'm not sure if it's going to be it's not going to be this season, but they will be more committed to having a process, having a defense, and at least they'll be better defensively, and that will help Carter Hart as well.
Oh, indeed, and he has certainly needed help, Carter Hart, because we never, considering the Flyers' struggles, yeah. We've never really gotten to see what Carter Hart could be. I mean, he right. needs the team around him. By the way, just maybe, kind of like John Gibson out here. You know, you got to give him a little
yes.
help here. Okay, let's talk a little Pacific Division here. The Vegas Golden Knights. Now, of course, I'm the first to dismiss them because the old adage, if you've got three goalies, that means you don't have one. I don't think
right.
Jack Eichel is tough enough, but here it comes. And I also think, by the way, ownership in Vegas has played this thing like fantasy hockey a little too much. That's just my opinion. Okay, Bruce Cassidy comes in, speaking of John Tortorella. And I think the Vegas Golden Knights will have a little bit of different character. I don't even slate them for the playoffs, but there's something tells me that, not unlike the Matthew Tkachuk thing in Florida, Mark Stone is so tough to play against.
Yep.
They still got some talent, but and they've got Petrangelo, et cetera. But Bruce Cassidy comes in, and this is going to be a facelift for the Golden Knights then.
Well, he wanted his welcome in Boston, right? The reason he's going in Boston is that the team, the players, started to hate him. And when that happens, the players have it. Now, I will say this, JB. They were a 107-point team last season. So how many times does a coach get fired if they're having 107 points? It was a palace revolt, right? I mean, Krejci went to play in Europe. Who knows if Pasternak was going to sign an extension? They weren't sure about Bergeron. He was unrestricted, and he wound up coming back because of the coaching change. But he's a solid coach. Their power play that struggled a lot will be better. The question with this team, JB, is how healthy are you going to be? You mentioned Mark Stone. Is he going to make it all the way through the season with his back? Right? Jack Eichel, will he play a full season? Remember, they traded a lot of good players. They had to trade Max Pacioretty because you mentioned they want the shiny toy every offseason, and at some point the tax bill came in, and the tax bill came in last season. Right? Robin Leonard's gone. You mentioned the goaltending. So Logan Thompson, he could be the guy, but they're not going to win the division. In the Pacific, I think there's two teams. I think the Calgary and Edmonton, and then everybody else follows behind them. But it's going to be very interesting. I will say this, JB. If they miss the postseason again, and that's why they brought Bruce Cassidy in to make the playoffs, I think the front office is gone. I think they get rid of McPhee and McCrimmon will be gone. So it's going to be a very intriguing season in Vegas. I think it'll be really entertaining because that's what they love in Vegas is entertainment. I'm not sure about the team. I'm like you. There's been so many departures, so much up and down, so much in and out. I don't really know. I'd have to see them at 20 games and say, okay, this is a legit team again.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation, and I also you may have a very good point about the entire executive staff if they fall short would go out. But boy, I'm a big believer in loyalty and consistency, and you can change chairs mm-hmm. on the Titanic
right.
as much as you want, Dennis. You know what I mean? But I think they've made some key errors. I really think the Gallant firing was an error I still think it's an error. I always thought the Marc-Andre Fleury dismissal was an error, yep. But I'm sure there was drama there. You know, Alan Walsh is tweeting out the picture of the backstab. You know, Alan. Alan is one of a kind. It's just interesting to me that, like, you know McPhee and all those guys. Well, look what they did coming into this league and so many astute moves they made. And just to think that you would ditch it, you know, that you would ditch it if it doesn't go well this year, I think you're kind of changing chairs in the Titanic. I think you're better off with loyalty. That's just my take.
Yeah. Well, all right. JB, the worst thing that probably happened to the franchise was that they went to the Cup Final because then they went off script. They didn't build it the right way. They kept grabbing. And they've underperformed since the first year. Like, the expectations went through the roof. And maybe people sort of talk back, hey, you know, this was an anomaly. This is like Halley's Comet. It's only going to happen once in a century. And they went off script, and it hasn't worked so far. You know, so I'm really interested to see if it doesn't work again this season, what happens to the front office there.
Dennis, let's finish on an up note for the Ducks. In my last minute here, I'm almost out of here, Den. But let's talk about Troy Terry. You had a great conversation on the radio the other day about it. I think you thought there was going to be 750 goal scorers. I would love to see it. You know, he's starting off with 3 goals, and on a night when the Ducks really, really struggled, one guy remains confident, tries to bust a move, is making plays, is beating guys on the island. One of the few Ducks who beat any of the Islanders on the ice tonight and looking very smooth is Troy Terry. I'm starting to think it's conceivable that he could go well past the 37 goals he scored last year. I'll give you the final thoughts, and we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think that when we interviewed Dallas Eakins about Troy, he said he is such a perfectionist. When he makes a mistake, he carried it around with him for those seasons where he didn't even score double digits in goals, and he let that go. He's going to make mistakes on the ice. He's he can't play a perfect game. He let that go. His confidence ebbed to a point that he got to 37 goals. He has confidence in the shot. He's got a great shot, and he's letting his natural talents come through, and he's not letting the mental part of his game detract from his ability to score goals. So I agree with you. I think he's plus 30 again at least, and maybe can he break 37 and 40? Depends on the rest of the team. But, yeah, just the fact that he's let up on himself, JB, it's opened the door to being a premier goal scorer in this league.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you the story one last time. Ilya Kovalchuk said this to me years ago. A few years back, there were no stats. Terry had no stats. And he says, he says, who's that? I says, Troy Terry. He says, that's the best player in the organization. He had no stats. It was before all the goals. He said, that's the best player. And a few years later, this is what you got. Dennis Bernstein, thank you for joining me on Duck Calls tonight. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Dennis.
Always a pleasure to be. Thanks for talking on Duck Calls.
All right, buddy. All right, let's get out of here. I'm going to talk to you Monday night. 3:30 is the pregame. 4 o'clock is the game right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Don't forget to check out everything going on DuckStream. It's 24-7. 24-7. Ducks, Ducks, Ducks. We'll get them Monday. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls. Have a good night.
That'd be so helpful this year.
That's the sound of Alejandra getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her after-school program a bunch of supplies. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Passport, Pilot, or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22. Length of contract limited.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. That's why MVP's rewards members can earn bonus points on select products from brands like DeWalt, Purdy Paint Applicators, and GRK Screws. Then redeem your bonus points for exciting rewards like tools, grills, Lowe's e-gift cards, and more. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards today to start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Subject to program terms. While supplies last. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details. Now through 10/28.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
That is amazing.
That's the sound of Christy getting a random act of helpfulness. The helpful SoCal Honda dealers are getting an e-bike for her daughter with bone cancer, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 1.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited, roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on Ducks Stream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn.